We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Midday with Jamie and Wicked on 98.1 KMBZ. Port KC President and CEO John Stevens is sitting in today. We appreciate you taking time. I don't know what your daily schedule is like, but the fact that you have 4 hours free today tells me that you have a very important title and a lot of open time in your... No, I know that we had to actually work to find time where you could actually get out for
multitasking.
Are you working while we're doing this?
I am. I am actually trading messages with folks, yeah.
This next story comes to us out of San Francisco. A viral video came out last week. This happened on the 4th of July. Picture a software engineer by the name of Wesley Michael. He is a black man. He is encountered by a white man who has his kid with him. Now, Michael tells the white guy that he is waiting to meet his friend. And the father, who appears to be white and has not been identified, says, "Hey, call your friend on the call box and then him come down to you as they're waiting in the ground floor of an apartment." So he he's waiting in the lobby of an apartment, and the white guy doesn't believe or has questions about what he is doing there, what the black dude is doing there in the lobby. So Michael declines, prompting the man to take out his phone and call the police. And the best part, I'm going to play the video. It's about 3 minutes long. I might cut it off halfway through here, but the best part. So you got a guy in the lobby, may or may not need to be there. We'll get into that debate in a minute. You got a dude who's calling the police on this. And the best part is the most level-headed person in the story, you'll be able to hear it, is the kid saying, "Dad, let's just leave."
Now you're getting your sound being recorded.
Great.
I remember.
Please call your friend on the call box and have them come down.
They don't have to do that. You could just walk away.
I'm going to call the police.
Right now. Oh, yes. Call the police. Remember that I remember this exactly happening when I used to live in my own condo, and then people used to call the police all the time.
Sir, I'll hold the door here for you while
that
you call
your friend.
That is
okay. Nobody's asking you to hold the door. You can do whatever you want. But I'm recording you right now, and you're going to be the next person. Look at this.
You don't need to threaten me. You just need
I'm
to
not threatening you.
You are.
I'm not threatening you.
I'm going to be the next person what?
You're just going to be the next person on TV. Just remember that. And you have your son with you. That's why I asked you if that's your son. It's better. I will delete this.
Yeah, there's a trespasser in my building.
Daddy, go. Please go.
Listen to your son.
Daddy, go. It's the better. I agree with him, Daddy. It's the better.
You're at Washington.
Please go. Please. I don't like this.
He's standing in the lobby.
Daddy, I don't like this. Let's go.
He tailgated through the door as I left. He walked in.
I tailgated through the door.
He appears to be African American.
Appears to be African American.
I don't know.
35, software engineer.
Pink polo shirt and a Yankees cap.
All good. All good. Software engineer, brother.
Yep.
Pink polo shirt. And tennis shoes, jeans. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I could tell by listening to this audio now, as the white dude is describing that the black guy tailgated him on the way in. I think we've probably all done that. Like, you're walking in a door, somebody says, grabs the door behind you and walks in with you. Have you ever thought, boy, I'm calling the police on that person as they hang out in the lobby?
No.
Neither have I. No. Neither have I. There's more.
I have to be here for when they call him.
He's filming me and refusing to leave and saying I'm going to be the next person on TV.
Yes, sir. You don't remember this? The girl that was, told?
He's
married. Wow. You know that's illegal now, right?
510-470-0722.
Yeah, that's illegal to call cops
he
on African Americans.
He said he's waiting for a friend, and I asked him to dial on the call box, and he said he would not. So I have no way to know if his friend is actually here.
Yeah, so I'm here to just rob whatever. What, a mailbox?
I'm just asking you for your friend's name.
I don't go f***. I don't have to tell you s***.
Can you hear him?
Yeah, he can hear me. I'm pretty sure he can.
All right, so my question is this. Is the dude on the cell phone in the right saying, look, I want you to call your friend down by hitting the call box button? Or is the guy in the wrong for, and by the way, the kid is the best part of this video. Yeah. The kid saying, daddy, I agree with him. Let's just go. I mean, I don't live in a, I used to live in a building that, you know, had a box to get in. And if anybody walked in, did I ever question, you know, who are you here to see? No, I never did that. But is he in the right to demand, to ask, to request that this black man get, you know, hit the button on his friend that allegedly lives in the building to have them come down or buzz them in with confirmation? 576-7798. Or is this just blatant profiling?
First of all, I feel great about the younger generation because this kid is clearly far and away the most level-headed, yes, thoughtful person, yeah, in this entire thing. Secondarily, come on. You have to ask yourself, if this gentleman that was calling the police and whatever, if the person tailing him in the building, mm-hmm, had looked like him.
White guy.
I think he would have said, hey, have a nice day.
Well, here, let me hold the,
right,
door for you.
Right, exactly. Come on. Right? I think the quote was, unfortunately, there's a terrible pattern of people calling the authorities regarding people of color for no other reason than their race. Yes.
576-7798. Was this racial profiling? Was this guy in the wrong? Or, because this was a stranger in the lobby of his building, did he have the right to say, hey, hit the button, and because he wouldn't do it, he wouldn't find his friend, the police were called? 576-7798. We'll get to your phone calls. It's on Facebook, and it's on Twitter, too. If you want to go the social media route, text 22980. Coming up on 1230, Dan Weinbaum is in the newsroom.
State money for the stadiums to continue. More ahead.
Going right to the phones at 576-7798. Talking about this story out of San Francisco. A viral video is out. Wesley Michael is a software engineer. He has shared the 3.5-minute video of his 4th of July encounter with the boy and his dad on the West Coast. He tells the man that he's waiting to meet his friend, and the guy with his kid calls the police because after he demands get your friend on the call box and have them come down to get you, he says, no, I don't have to do that. So then dad decides to call the police on what I guess we could call in his mind a trespasser. People are pointing out, yes, the guy that recorded the video is black. The dad in the video calling the police is white. And the only person that seems to have the level head in this, I'm going to play again a little bit of the audio and then we'll go right to the phones. That would be the son who is saying, dad, let's just come on.
Now you and your son are being recorded.
Great.
I remember.
Please call your friend on the call box and have them come down.
They don't have to do that. You could just walk away.
I'm going
to
call the police.
Right? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Call the police.
Don't.
Remember that. I remember this exactly happening when I used to live in my own condo. And then people used to call the police all the time.
Sir, I'll hold the door here for you while
that
you call
your friend.
That is okay.
Nobody's asking you to hold the door. You can do whatever you want. But I'm recording you right now, and you're going to be the next person. Look at this.
You don't need to threaten me. You just need
I'm
to
not threatening you.
You are.
I'm not threatening you.
I'm going to be the next person what?
You're just going to be the next person on TV. Just remember that, and you have your son with you. That's why I asked you if that's your son. It's better. I will delete this.
Yeah, there's a trespasser in my building.
You hear the kid saying, dad, don't, as the guy is on the phone with the police. Where do you stand on this one? 576-7798. He kind of followed the dude into the lobby of the apartment. Guy didn't like that very much. So therefore, he told him, get your friend on the call box. He said, I don't have to do that. So dad called the police. 576-7798. Michael is in Kansas City. First up on KMBZ. Hey, Michael.
How you doing? Yeah, I think the guy did the right thing for calling the police, honestly. I mean, he's a trespasser in the building. He walked in after him, so he wasn't allowed into the building. And technically, that guy let him in. That guy got in trouble because he let someone not into the building that's not supposed to be there. Most contracts on secure buildings like that say you are not to let anybody in unless they are allowed in by someone.
Okay, Michael, thank you for your phone call. 576-7798. Mike says that the guy that called the police was in the right. Steve's in Clinton. Hi, Steve. You're on KMBZ.
Hey, I think it's clearly a case of trespass. If the guy's not going to buzz him in, then he has no business there. The second, what is a person of color? Because I'm a white guy, do I not have any color? I'd like for you to answer that.
Yeah, a person of color is probably referred, that's, you know, generally, if they're a minority, not a white guy, yeah, that's probably close to a person of color. I think you're just trolling me, Steve, but I do appreciate the phone call. Sunshine in Blue Springs, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Sunshine?
I disagree with both your callers.
Okay.
That is clearly racial profiling. And so far, just because his friend didn't actually buzz him in, I'm tired of these people really trying to police, and it goes vice versa. The guy should have turned back around and asked him for his name, so when the police do come and if nothing pans out, then I'm going to turn around and file charges against you for harassing me and my son. Now, I know kids get scared. This is where the traumatization comes in, and you need to, I would have clearly told my son, we're good. I'm not going to let anybody run me out because of the color of my skin, and that I'm here for a reason, to see a friend. It's none of his business who I'm here to see. Give me your name first.
Sunshine, thank you for your phone call. 576-7798. Let's go to Jimmy in Kansas City. What's up, Jimmy? You're on KMBZ.
Not much. Hey, I'm just wondering, on the racial profile, yesterday you got into it, and today you're into it. Don't you think you're kind of just stirring up the pot?
No, I don't. I think I'm bringing up stories and topics that have conversation to be had behind them and have differing opinions as based on my hundreds of text messages, my full phone lines, and the 100 comments I got on social media. I think bringing up conversation is part of talk radio, and I'm sorry if that offends you, Jimmy.
So are you going to make this part of your show every day now, stirring up the pot?
Well, again, if you are new to talk radio, we bring topics on the air that elicit response, that create a conversation. You can call it stirring the pot if you want to, Jimmy. But again, I apologize if it offends you. 576-7798. Scott in Kansas City, you're on KMBZ.
Yeah, this is Scott. I think the guy was entirely right.
Why?
For calling the cops. He's protecting his family and protecting his neighbors.
Do you think you would call the police if I stood in your lobby?
I don't think there would have been, you know, it depends if the guy perceives a threat. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem if I'm standing in the lobby, guy wants my name, who I'm going to see, that's fine. You know, I don't care if you're black, white, or blue. You think, you know, you perceive a potential threat, you've got your family in there, you got your friends in there, got no problem with it.
Okay. Hey, Scott, thanks, man. Appreciate you getting in. Again, 576-7798 is the phone number. I just wonder if I had, as this guy said, tailgated into the lobby, is he calling the cops on me?
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's my question. That's what I, you know, what I'd mentioned earlier. I think we don't know this guy's motivation, right?
Yeah.
He may call the cops on every person that tailgates
that
him. He could be that guy. But the reality is, we all want to have safety and security in our homes and in our neighborhoods, right? Mm-hmm. We want other people looking out for ourselves and for others and our families. That being said, if you perceive a threat because of a person's skin color, that's a problem, right? That's an issue, because then suddenly you're doing it is a very arbitrary, and that is where you classify the term racism, is if two people look identical except one person has darker pigmentation, mm-hmm. and you think that they're a threat because of that. That's why I asked, if a person that looked like the dad had trailed him in, mm-hmm. would he have felt threatened the same way? And if he did, you know what? Hey.
My answer to that is no.
I don't know his motivation.
If I followed the guy into the San Francisco apartment building or condo building or whatever, and I'm like, no, I'm just waiting for a friend.
Yeah.
I can almost guarantee you he's leaving with his son and he's going down to do whatever he's going to go do. And I'm going to sit in that lobby and he doesn't get this video viewed a million times with his face right. all over it.
Now, if anybody walks in carrying a machete, I'm calling the cops on him, right? That's a different thing.
Let's go to Joe in Independence. Hey, Joe, what do you think, man?
Well, you know, I think he was right. What would happen if the guy was going to go see his ex-wife and had a restraining order against her and he goes up and kills her? Now, I have been the last person to see somebody alive. If I had delayed that time and talked to her, instead of letting her go down the two doors down and be murdered, I'd have been feeling a lot better. I still feel guilt that I didn't stop that lady from going down. And if anybody knows about that situation that happened in Independence several years ago, you know, it was not a good situation. But what would happen if you were the responsible one to let somebody in and something like that happened, white, black, green, or red? I'm just saying, if that was my building, I don't give a crap what color the guy is. I'm calling the police, or I'm asking them to leave, or stay there till they get somebody on the intercom.
Thank you for your phone call, Joe. Thanks for getting in, man. I can't imagine being in that situation that you described.
No, that's tough.
James is in Grandview. James, what do you think, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, I think, number one, I want to kind of, you know, I feel like you guys were saying the little kid was the only one with who was calm. I feel like the black guy was pretty calm during the situation, judging by what I heard. You know, he was, you know, being talked to a little crazy. Dude was kind of butting his nose where it didn't belong. But my thing is, if the lobby was locked, if it's a locked lobby and the guy followed somebody in, then, in my opinion, what the white guy should have did was, you know, he noticed it, and he should have went about his business, but he could have called police without being in front of the black guy.
James, I just wrote down that exact note. Yeah. Like, what if you walked down the street, hung out on the corner, and called the police at that point, as opposed to trying to be the police?
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, just call him and say, hey, I don't know what this guy's doing. I don't think he followed me in. He didn't have a key. And, you know, let it alone. You don't have to be the hero in every situation.
That's a good point, James. Yep. Thanks for your phone call, my friend. 576-7798. Where do you stand? Jennifer is in Kansas City. Hi, Jennifer. You're on KMBZ.
Hello. First, I want to say thank you for talking about stuff like this, because the only way we can figure things out is if we talk it through. So thank you for that.
Yep, no problem. I'm glad you called about it.
I actually can see both sides of this. I can see where the gentleman with his son, you know, this was somebody that he didn't recognize in the building, and they were refusing in kind of a antagonistic way to contact who that they were visiting. So I could see where it would throw up some red flags, and we've been told for decades now, you know, if you see something, say something. True. And it feels like he was True. Doing that. Now, on the other side of it, I can see where this is like, guys, like, I'm totally being profiled here just because I'm in a building that probably was, you know, maybe not in an area that he was familiar with and that was maybe predominantly white. And that, you know, I could see where there probably was racial profiling going on, too, that the gentleman with his son may not have called if it had been a white guy that followed him in. So it's a hard conversation to have, and I appreciate the last caller. I thought that, too. I'm like, why didn't he just take his kid and then go call the police and not have the confrontation? It feels like two alpha males were kind of going at it there for a minute.
I agree with that.
Thanks for the phone call, Jennifer. Appreciate the kind words. We'll get to more of your phone calls coming up on the other side. 576-7798. Where do you stand? Should the guy have called the cops? Was he in the right? Was this racial profiling? Or are you like Jennifer and you could actually see both sides? Because I get it. I can see both sides, too. I think it's a really, really good phone call. We'll get to Joy. We'll get to Christy. We'll get to you coming up next. Back to the phones at 576-7798. It's midday with Jamie and Wickett, joined in studio for the next hour and change by Port Kansas City President and CEO John Stevens. Man, your title is long.
Just shorten that up. Just say Port KC dude.
Port KC's John Stevens is with us. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, by the way, we will get into the strange DMV shooting. What in the world are we doing?
Look, the DMV's frustrating, but come on.
We've all wanted to do it, but no one's actually going to do it. Right now, a few more phone calls, though, if you have just been joining us. Talk about this story out of San Francisco where a guy named Wesley Michael is a software engineer. He followed some guy in as he's waiting for a friend in the lobby of an apartment building in San Francisco. The dad doesn't like that he followed him in. He's with his son. And he says, call your friend in the call box. Have him come down to get you. He says, no, I don't have to do that. The guy then calls the police. The guy that calls the police is white. The guy that followed him in is black. That plays a big role into this. At 576-7798. By the way, this clip has been viewed over 1.5 million times. Over 1.5 million times. And the kid in the video is the best as he says, Dad, I agree with him. Let's just go. It's on our Facebook page if you want to see the whole thing. It's about 3.5 minutes, but I want to get to the phones at 576-7798. We go to Joy on KMBZ. Hi, Joy.
Hi, how are you? I love your show, by the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Listen, I agree with the little boy. You know, the little boy is the only one who has sense. What were they doing in the building? Did they live there?
It sounds like they live there.
Why didn't he just go up to his apartment and call the police up there? He didn't have to stand there and make a scene.
I think it was James who called earlier, Joy. Kind of, he wanted to be judge, jury, and maybe not executioner, but the guy who enforced, you know, his social justice or whatever he was doing.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a little bit much when you go confronting people that obviously, you know, were waiting for somebody. I mean, it could have ended up a lot worse, you know. And the little boy was totally right. Come on, Dad, let's go. And if he had gone home and if I'd have been that guy's wife, I think I would have beat him up.
Joy, thank you so much for your phone call. Kaylee on KMBZ. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, it's Kalee.
No, I'm sorry. Kalee, my apologies. Go ahead, Kalee.
So, first, I didn't realize it was in California. And rent there is extremely high. So if they're living in a building that has a secure entrance, take color out of it. You have a person who follows you into your secure interest that you pay extra for that security, and they refuse to tell you who they're visiting, then I feel that the person with his son there has every right to say, tell me who you're visiting or leave or I'm calling the police. I feel that it has nothing to do with color. It has to do everything with what you're paying for and feeling secure in your own home.
Okay. Kalee, thank you for your phone call. Don't be a last-time caller. I think if you're black, and I am a white guy, I think if you're black, this is just the latest of police call being called, as you're doing. It's kind of called living while black. So doing everyday tasks that white people do that they don't get the police called, like barbecuing in the park, and the police are called. Or remember when the woman called the police because the little girl was selling water? That actually happened down the street in San Francisco, the same city that this one. I mean, we could go over all of the living while black things that black people get the police called on them for. Like the dude that was picking up garbage in his front yard and the police stopped him and searched him. The guy that, wasn't there a local guy that was moving a TV into the house?
Yeah.
And the police were called? Yeah. I mean, that they're to say take race out of it, as a white person, I can't take race out of it, and I'm a white guy.
Yeah.
All right? It's just another one.
Yeah, I think it is. It is important that we do have to question, you know, the motivations of people. And also, I think a couple callers made an incredible point that why do you feel that it's your responsibility to confront someone face-to-face like this as opposed to, hey, do you know somebody in the building? No, I don't, or whatever. Like, hey, you know, leave me alone. Okay, well then walk out with your son. And if you really feel like that individual, regardless of their color, is threatening, then call the police or call security. Then there's several folks that have been recorded on video that just continue to aggressively confront someone. And I don't understand that. I just don't.
I do get the point, as many people have made, and I agree with, you're sort of looking out for your building, right? Like, I understand that idea, but there are different ways to go about it.
Hey, and we all, there have been times in my life where, you know, there are people that seem suspicious, right? Whatever. They're acting weird or they're you know, walking around somewhere. Yeah, you deal with that. But I usually don't walk up to them. What are you doing here? I'm calling the cops on you if you...
Right.
You know, you maybe... I've called the police on people. I've seen people, like, walking through my backyard before in the middle of the night.
Sure.
Kind of like, okay, why is a person in my backyard? That's a threat. Well, you call the police.
Yeah.
Right? I don't walk out there and say, what are you doing here?
Phone in face.
Yeah, no.
Let's go to Randy in Kansas City. Hi, Randy. You're on KMBZ.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Okay. Go ahead.
Good. I have a few different points to make. The first one's kind of controversial, but I noticed in the video, when stories come up like this, it's always like, well, what did we miss when the video didn't start? And so to me, I thought it was really interesting that the gentleman was already in the lobby.
He kind of tailgated. He kind of like followed him in, it sounds
like. That's what I'm understanding, but I just find it hard to believe if he had an issue with not having the card or a key badge to get in, I feel like at that point you're then holding the door for him. I don't think it would have gotten that far if he truly tailgated and that was his concern. if you don't have a key, he probably would have asked it before he got into the lobby. That's just my opinion there. Okay. My other point is I totally get looking out for the building. One thing I was always told growing up is, especially being a female, be aware of your surroundings. So I totally get that he's just trying to look out. But my next point is, how do you know everyone that lives in your building? I'm assuming this building's probably a few stories tall. You might know a great deal of your neighbors, especially if you live on the same floor. But how do you know someone who may, like, for him to call the police, that's saying that you know every single tenant that lives within that building?
Meaning, like, give me the name, and he was going to be like, okay, that name checks off because I know all 200 residents.
Right.
That's just like you said, that's several hundred people that we're talking about. So I get the initial concern. I'm not, I guess in a sense, I see both sides. But then I also agree with some of the other callers, too, that if you're going to call the cops, especially you having your son with you, and he's calling the cops because he feels like he's in danger or feels threatened, why put your child in that situation? So just remove yourself from what you deem a threatening situation and call the cops from a quote-unquote safer place.
Hey, Randy, I got to cut you off because we have to get to the news, but that's a great call. And again, it's the ability to see both sides that I appreciate out of so many calls we've taken on this. Hey, it's on our Facebook page. If you want to check it out, facebook.com/981KMBZ. Look, we've all thought about doing what this woman did at the DMV, but have you ever actually done it? She did. We'll talk about it next. First, Dan Weinbaum is in the newsroom.
Ahead on KMBZ, Trump's tribute emptied city security coffers. Details ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.